Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I just hit record,
and so great, yeah.
This is we're doing our podcast.
It's our podcast.
This is something. We didn't have this when I was growing up. We didn't have a podcast.
No.
So it wasn't easy to share with the rest of the world like it is today.
Babe, you grew up with so much and yet so little.
It's emotionally, yes, because, you know, we grew up, you know, with palaces and, you know, horses and, you know, dogs.
That must have been really hard sometimes, you know.
It was very hard because, you know, around the holidays, you know, we would, you know, have to decide which castle we were going to go to or which ski resort, because both mom and dad, they like to ski.
Right.
You know.
I mean, I know that skiing is really important to you, and there are just so many people around the world that just don't have the ability, you know, or the means to even learn how to ski.
So when you were younger, did your seven nannies go with you and your parents on vacation?
No, they didn't. I didn't have nannies.
Oh, you didn't? How did you function without that?
Well, my parents raised me, and it's really sad that, you know, your parents didn't. And I really feel like our mission for this podcast is to really point out those differences.
Yes.
And to help people, because it's just such an important time right now in our world, in the country, and different countries, and all of the other countries. So
right. One thing I want to...
Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I stepped on you.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
we do this all the time.
We do. Even when we're not doing like a podcast, we respect.
We respect. Right.
Respecting each other. And no one in any marriage, no one spouse is more important than the other. And
absolutely.
And we care about so many things. And we care about the world and our own countries, but also the other countries.
So many. There are so many countries, babe.
More than you can really count, really.
I mean, I can name maybe like five.
I know there's Europe, and that's not a country, but in Europe.
Oh, wait, continents?
Well, there's seven of them.
Sorry, but you know me. I'm really silly about this stuff.
Oh, no. It's because you weren't... When you were younger, when you were a child, did you had private tutors, right? Before or after? When did you have your polo lessons? Was it before?
It's funny, you know, it's nice to bring this up on the podcast, because we really just come from such different backgrounds, and he can bring, you know, babe, you know, you can really bring a sense of... Yes. Earnestness, power,
correct,
strength, whereas I bring a more human element of, you know, coming from a different place than you.
Well, for instance, only had one helicopter. We had 12.
Okay.
The differences between Megan and I, you know, growing up as children, we, you know, in our castle, I mean, we had so many rooms that I haven't even visited all of them. And I'm assuming that you probably had that same issue in your trailer.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, I basically grew up in just...
Would you say it was abject poverty? Did you grow up in poverty? Did you want for things?
Absolutely. And I think there are so many people out there that want, and I just really want to connect with those people. And that's what this podcast is really going to be, is us, you know, up here connecting to you down there.
Down there. Yeah. The little people, as they, you know, once said, no one says that now, unless they're really little.
Well, yeah, I think that the nomenclature has changed, hasn't it?
It has. But, you know, little people, one of the things that we wanted to really bring up and talk about is gnome abuse. So many gnomes are abused in the gardens. So we're striving to find a way to bring equity among all the gnomes.
Absolutely.
Now, this whole show won't be about that, but eventually I'd like to talk to some gnomes and figure out exactly what it is they do. And
yeah, not just literal gnomes, but like this episode will be, you know, we can talk about that, but our future shows will also be about, you know, the gnomes of the world, not the literal gnomes, but, you know, like a metaphor for like the people who are gnomes.
The people who are gnomes,
yeah.
Even if they're not technically biologically gnomes.
Right.
They
so many sad, and, you know, these gnomes are out there in people's gardens just
being gnomes.
Just, you know, being silly. And for what? For some older woman who put them there in her garden?
Or man.
Sure.
It could be anyone, really. It could be, you know, maybe a non-binary elderly, you know.
Right.
Pensioner or something. Someone on the dole.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, we don't want to discriminate against the gnomes because the gnomes are, you know, just like, you know, people who aren't gnomes.
Yeah, absolutely. Except, you know, when you are a gnome and you're not in that situation,
correct.
I think it's your duty to do something, because doing something is the only way we can do things.
And if you don't, if you're a person, say, and you're not doing anything, then it's your responsibility to do something for people who need things done for them, because there are so many people on this planet, and you know, they don't have people who can, you know do things for them, and that's why we're doing this podcast, because, you know, we are very busy but not too busy to care about people.
Right. So that means you know, we would love do an episode every day, right, babe?
We'd love to do it every day. Every day would be perfect, but
we just can't do that.
But we would love to, and
we'd love to, but we just can't.
There's so many things that Megan and I do that are important, and and we give, and especially Megan gives so much. She taught me how to. You taught me, darling, how to give, and
thank you.
I learned, you know. Growing up as I did with the massive amount of wealth and fame and all of that, I often thought, you know, my friends and I, we do things, we jet off on a lark, we would jet off to some exotic place and there'd be lots of alcohol and drugs and sex, but there was always something missing, and that thing was just being able to relate to the common type of people.
Right. And I think back then, because of how you grew up, you know, you just didn't do, you know.
I did, but I didn't do. And that's...
Right.
I'm sorry to interrupt because, you know...
Well, that's okay, babe. I mean, you always do it.
I know, but...
It's really annoying, but that's okay.
But I'm learning.
We're working on it.
We are. Every day we work on not interrupting.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. I have to, not Megan. She...
No.
She... Megan... here's a side note. Megan doesn't... Yeah. Step on me
No, I don't. I really don't step on you. I don't.
No. And I have,
and I never would, and I never will.
That's right. In fact, because if I
because
have
that's really important to me,
it's
and
very
I just
important
won't do it.
To her, it's very important that she not...
I won't do it. I just refuse, because that's really the beginning of the end, if you think about it.
It is. When couples...
That's when couples can't do it anymore. You know, I'm sorry. Babe, I'm so sorry. Am I interrupting you?
No, I don't. No. You're making a valid point.
Oh, thanks, babe.
We are the Sussexes, and the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Do we still have that title? Did Grandma take that away, Granny?
I wasn't going to correct you because I wanted you to
live
in that moment.
We don't do that. We listen.
Yeah, I constructively advise you. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't believe we are that anymore. I think your grandmother decided that was... no longer an option.
But that's you know, because I grew up with my grandmother, you know, always being, you know, like the matriarch of our family, and she
and of the country. She's the matriarch of the country too.
Well, yeah, the whole kingdom, actually. And
oh yeah, that's right.
It's difficult to, if you come from a kingdom and you're royalty, you don't have a face that people look at and go, he's one of us. They think he's one of them. And so I want to be one of us, not me.
Right. You want to be us. Yeah, I totally get that.
I want to be Henry Charles Albert David of Wales, but also just Harry. And I don't
Absolutely.
Want, I don't need a title or anything like that. You know, I don't mind the money.
Right. Of course not.
Because with the money, we can do so much.
But it turns out we're doing okay without all of that. You know, we're doing okay.
And if you'd like to subscribe to our Patreon, you just go to patreon.com / Preachwell Audio.
Yes, Preachwell Audio.
We have very different levels you can sign up for. You know, even if you can afford, you know, maybe $10 a month. Now, I know that's, you know, a meal for some people.
Oh, gosh.
$10 is a lot of money that you know, maybe could last somebody a week or two.
Right.
But if you donate that, then you will get a picture of us. And we will it'll be mailed. The post.
We'll just send you a Google image link for our picture.
That you could download.
Readily
print. Available. I'm sorry.
I'm so excited
to be doing this podcast. It's really awesome. It's like the time I met Nelson Mandela and
okay, that's enough. Okay.
I watched the Spice Girls
perform. No one's interested. Nope.
It was fantastic to see them.
Babe, I told you no one's interested in your stories.
But these are great. Okay, maybe not necessarily everyone, but some people perhaps.
No. Okay. Anyway, so you can go to our Patreon. We'll send you a readily available picture that you could have just found online. But if you donate the $10,
you get the link.
You'll get the link. That's right. Now, you don't have to search for it yourself, which is really a privilege that we can provide for you.
At the $5,000 level, you will get an autograph picture that we will send to you in the mail.
Wow.
That I think my secretary will send it to you. I'm not sure.
You know, it's interesting because I don't mean to brag, but looking at our Patreon, whether you have, you know, $10 to spend or $5,000,
exactly.
You know, there's options
exactly.
for you.
That's exactly the thing I was going to say.
Right. We're always saying the same things, right?
You know, it's like that time when in 2011, I went to the North Pole to raise awareness for wounded seals.
No. No.
And
no
while
one's interested.
I went there with a good friend of mine.
Okay.
And you might know him. Actually, his name's Peter Gabriel. He was the lead singer of Genesis.
Babe, nobody knows who that is. Okay.
So basically, the point of all of this is that Megan and I care so much and so deeply.
Oh, okay. Babe.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
Our contract says that the minimum that we need to record for each show is about 15 minutes.
Right.
So
we're not quite there. We're not quite there.
I'm sorry. I thought we were. I thought that was the end.
No, I have my timer here.
Oh,
let me
okay.
check. It says 12 minutes. So we have a few more minutes.
Oh, but we have to include the music and the...
Well, you know, the people...
I think we're done.
I think they'll do it. Absolutely. But first, I just wanted to say thank you. To all of the listeners on
thank you
this
so much.
Spotify or wherever, that we care about you, Megan especially cares.
Yes, and thank you.
We will next time probably have a gnome if we can find one that we can speak
to. If you're a gnome, you know, get in touch with our Patreon, pay the $5,000 and, you know, we'll get in touch with you.
That sounds like if you're a gnome and you live in a garden, I don't know that you have that kind of money.
Oh, you're thank you. Babe,
I'm not trying to.
So
I'm not trying to lord it over you or anything.
No, I appreciate you reminding me
thank you.
My privilege.
Awesome.
And how I just expect that you're able that people have this ability, and so many gnomes out there just don't have that, and that's why we do this podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's why we do it. And
that's
Megan is wonderful, and
you have
enlightened me, and you have made my
you're
life
amazing.
I'm not. You are the amazing one. I may come from unbelievably high amounts of money and wealth and fame and notoriety, and you basically did a TV show on a network we don't get in England. But it's just so how we came together and what we plan on doing for the world is great. It's fantastic.
And you know, little things like this are the things that change the world.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And so we're coming to the end. And
are we?
We are. We are definitely
okay,
at the
great.
Timing. You know, like you
said.
So
when you decide you're done, then we're done. But when I say we're done, we're not. I got it. Okay.
Well, no, you gave me the heads up.
No, I heard you. It's totally fine.
You gave me the heads up.
Babe, okay. End the show. Okay. Go ahead. And
so you've been listening to, Preach Well Audio with the Sussexes. I am Prince Harry.
I'm Meghan Markle. Wait, I'm Meghan.
Right, you don't have a last name anymore, do you?
I don't remember what my last name is anymore.
We've got to go. Okay, goodbye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.